Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, John. I really appreciate you taking my call. I had a question on cortisol and its relation to insulin resistance, and also I had a question as to whether my naturopath got me on bioidentical testosterone cream, and I was just wondering if cortisol will cancel the testosterone that I'm taking, and also my son is a weightlifter, and he takes some testosterone boosters like Longjack and DHEA. And his question was whether or not cortisol would cancel the effects of those boosters.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to digress just slightly. And when you say he's taking DHEA, it sounds like he's swallowing it. And every guy I've ever worked with who's been taking oral DHEA, if we do a urine test, we find they got too much estrone, which is one of the principal estrogens coming out, and then they switch from swallowing this stuff to rubbing it on, which is where, the way it belongs, to get it into the body most effectively without turning to estriol. I'm sorry, estrone, not estriol. And guess what? The extra estrone goes back to the normal guy's level. So swallowing DHEA, even though it's on all the health food store shelves, is a very, very bad idea. I've not seen anyone who's male taking oral DHEA who didn't have somewhat elevated estriol. I'm sorry, I keep saying that wrong. Estrone, it's the first of the principal estrogens. Now, insofar as the actual question, is cortisol going to interfere with that? Well, if it's cortisol being made inside our bodies, we all make cortisol inside our bodies at the same time we make DHEA and testosterone and everything else. But if it's cortisol being taken from the outside, it depends on the dose. Now, what's the dose? Well, according to Dr. Jeffries, who wrote us a whole book on this topic, it's called Safe Uses of Cortisol, he tells us that we never, ever want to go above 20 milligrams a day because then the cortisol can start causing trouble. So if cortisol is being taken from the outside, it's got to be 20 milligrams or less, or it's going to cause us problems. Or if it's an emergency, of course, you got to take more than that for a while. But for everyday use, no more than 20. But internally made cortisol in the body is not going to mess with things. Okay, so that's as much as I can remember that you asked about, sir. So what did I leave out?
The only thing, just its relation to insulin resistance. In other words, like stress-related cortisol production.
Yeah,
and
that will get it worse. But again, that's the stress-related. Now, let's say we're not under any excess stress. Our bodies are making cortisol every day, and that doesn't, in regular amounts made by the body, not the stress-related amounts, that doesn't mess with insulin resistance. But it's well known that the as higher the cortisol goes, the more, and if it stays up there, by the way, the more likely a person is to become, diabetic. So we got to watch out the quantity. That's the key thing that Dr. Jeffries taught us. If we're taking it from the outside, we got to watch the quantity.
Dr. Jeffries is the book?
Yes, it's William Jeffries,
J-E-F-F-E-R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there any, do you recommend ever taking, like, Relora, any cortisol blockers if on your blood test you have an elevated cortisol?
No, sir, because nature has a cortisol slower downer, and why should we take some patent medicine? Okay, what nature does is manufactures something called oxytocin. Now, oxytocin is the stuff that we all hear about when mommy's delivering her baby. Wow, there's a big old flood of oxytocin. And it doesn't hurt mommy or the baby. It's very, very safe. And not only is it very safe that they're hit for mommy and baby, there's never been a reported overdose of oxytocin. Having said that, some public servants decreed that you must get it on prescription. It should be sitting on the health food store shelf. It's so safe, but it's not. You got to check with your doctor who knows natural medicine. You got to get a prescription for this silly stuff. Now, what happens if that oxytocin is taken? The best time for this is bedtime because it helps us sleep too. What it does is it slows down the signal from the pituitary gland to the adrenal glands, the signal that says, hey, you adrenal glands, you make cortisol. And by the way, that signal is also labeled ACTH. You can look that one up if you wish. It's adrenal cortical trophic hormone. It just means that's something that gets the cortisone to be made by the adrenal glands, and the oxytocin taken at bedtime slows that down So aside from meditation and other psychological techniques, one of the best things one can do is get themselves a prescription for oxytocin, take the stuff at bedtime, and what do you know? It slows down the cortisol stress significantly.
Excellent. Any thoughts about cortisol blocking testosterone boosters that weightlifters use?
Again, if we stay under 20, no. If we go above 20, possibly.
Okay. You also said that cortisol from outside the body, like you're talking about, like out of your food?
No. Outside the body means in little pills, sir. It's very hard to get much from your food.
No, I don't take that. Excellent. Thank you very kindly. I'll get the William Jeffries book. Thanks for your gracious giving your knowledge to the public in this way. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling in with your question, sir, because that way we get all this information out to anybody who wants to listen. Thank you.
Excellent.